Kirsten, good morning.
Good morning, Nick. How are you?
I'm good. Now, look, a lot of what's big in fashion at the moment is what could be politely termed fast fashion. You order it online, it arrives very easily, it's quick to get, it's got style to it. How ethical is some of that?
Yes, that's a good question, Nick. You know, with fast fashion, the real problem is the amount of chemicals, energy and water. I don't know if you can imagine the amount of labour that goes into making one single garment.
Mm.
And then, you know, these clothes, more and more frequently these days, especially in the last 20 years, are being made to last only perhaps at most a month or two after you wash them. I think many people have experienced, you know, a garment losing its shape or its colour.
Always, you know, that colour. You can never keep that black the black you want it to be.
No, exactly. And then, you know, these garments, quite frequently, even before they've worn out, are thrown straight to landfill because they don't fit in with the latest trend.
Mm-hmm.
So there's the perceived obsolescence of the trend wearing out. So quickly we're going through trend week after week, or there's the real obsolescence of the garment actually wearing down quite fast to enforce us to buy more.
Mm. So was the answer there not very ethical?
No, exactly. Exactly. And I would be very wary myself of brands that claim to be ethical, yet are extremely low prices and very low quality, because essentially that is fast fashion.
Well, that is a big perception that a lot of people have around ethical anything, is that if you're on a budget, it's extremely hard to eat ethically, drink ethically, or apparently clothe yourself ethically.
That's right. Yes. And I think, you know, myself as a young student, I found that quite hard to think, you know, how can I live with my values, but also, you know, the fact that I'm living on such a low wage. And there's actually it's actually one of the easiest ways to shop on a low wage is ethically, because, you know, one of the greatest things we can do is, you know, we're saying that, you know, perhaps, you know, 80% or more of the clothes that we buy each year go straight to landfill within that first 6 months of buying them. So, you know, the best thing we can do is possibly shop secondhand. Clothing swaps are a really great way to engage with friends, but also get new clothes, swap them over. I'm going to one next week. And also just buying more quality over quantity. So thinking, okay, so maybe instead of buying 3 pairs of pants that are $10, $15, whatever they are, you know, maybe I'll spend, you know, $80 or $100 somewhere where I know that they're going to last a lot longer.
Oh, look, I love that. And I'm also a big secondhand shopper, usually because I just can't find the things I like sort of, you know, in a shop these days.
Yeah.
I'm sort of probably got more of a, I don't know, I don't even know how to describe the way I dress. Look, it's not easy to find out how ethical a company is, though. There's not a lot of transparency.
No, and that's the thing that we're pushing for at Fashion Revolution. You know, I was very excited to get an email late last night that Jeans West has just released a report with 80% of the details of its 80% of its factories. So that's really exciting. So more and more brands are releasing details of their companies and factories and being more transparent with, you know, consumer and pressure from Baptist World Aid and Fashion Revolution. But I think that it is still really hard. It's not like food where you walk through an aisle and find there's a stamp fair trade or stamp organic. Quite often it's mixed in, you know, the organic's mixed in with other ranges or clothes and other fibres even.
Mm.
And then with the fair trade, that's really tricky as well. So I think, you know, it's up to consumers to be a little bit more like, what's in, you know, like you'd walk through a supermarket and look, what are the ingredients in my food that I'm putting into my body? Doing the same thing with fashion and going, I want to know where my brands are made. I want to know what the content is of the fibre in my clothes, and being a bit more inquisitive and up to speed on what they're buying.
Now, in terms of worker ethics and making sure people are paid a fair wage, there's often a bit of a conundrum for a consumer that you don't want to support a company that is not paying a fair wage, but you're aware that if you stop buying their product, then there's no wages. I mean, is there a balance that people can strike?
Well, I think that is a catch-22, and I think that, you know, it's a hard one to answer. Mm. I don't think there's a black and white answer for that. And I have heard said that it is not best to boycott companies, but rather to put the pressure on to, write emails in the store and also on social media, pressure the companies to be more transparent and to disclose the nature of their factories, get more responsibility in terms of, you know, what the conditions are that their workers are in. But, also I've heard the argument, and I do abide by this myself, that I really want to support the companies who are already doing the right thing.
Yes.
You know, there's so many companies who ship their labour off overseas, and then there's these few that have decided to maintain their labour onshore, and, you know, that in itself is so much more transparent. And, you know, why not support these companies who openly disclose already the conditions of their workers and who are doing it right, and show other companies we're much more willing to support that, and why don't you follow suit?
It's a good way of doing it, not boycotting, but showing that the money is there for people who are doing the right thing.
Yes, incentive. Yes.
Incentive is much better. Look, just quickly to end this off, is there an easy way for people to find information about what we're buying, or is it very difficult to do that?
Well, I actually think it can be tricky, but there are some really great... I did write a little list. There's the Good On You app,
right,
which is really great. You can download it to your phone, and it tells you information about most of the major brands.
Wow.
And that's also a page on Facebook. There's the Baptist World Aid Fashion Report that you can also Google. That's just a short summarised report every year of all the major things that are happening around the world in fashion, in terms of ethics. There's also The True Cost, which is a film detailing all the ins and outs of fast fashion. And there's also our Fashion Revolution website, which you might want to get involved if you're a bit of an activist and you want to get involved in helping companies become more transparent. And I'd also highly recommend To Die For, which is a book by Lucy Siegel from the UK, who is one of the top world experts about ethical fashion.
Well, that is a hell of a reading and watching and subscribing list. I think we'll make sure there's a big link to Fashion Revolution on the 2SER.com website. Kirsten, thank you so much for talking to us this morning.
Thank you so much, Nick. That was a pleasure.
Ethically, and make sure that no one, be it the environment, be it the worker, be it anything, is actually getting hurt for our quest for the perfect selfie. We're coming up to the 7 o'clock news. I've got Ocean Party for you now, and Pressure off their very recent album, Restless.